ever submitted a paper, like a big research project, and then just waited and waited for feedback.
Yeah, it's like watching paint dry, isn't it? You're just constantly refreshing your inbox.
But imagine, what if you could get a detailed review instantly?
Oh, that would be amazing. Game changer.
It might be closer than we think. That's what we're diving into today. This research paper, AI-driven review systems, evaluating LLMs in scalable and bias-aware academic reviews.
Okay, so a mouthful, but it really gets at the heart of what we're talking about. Can AI actually be up to the task of reviewing academic work?
Right, and this isn't some far-off future. This research uses AI models like GPT-4, stuff that's already out there making waves.
It really is incredible, so no robot overlords just yet.
Not yet. But we are talking about using AI specifically, these things called LLMs, large language models, to review academic papers.
Right, and think of an LLM as like the brains behind those AI chatbots that everyone's been playing with, right?
Yes.
It's what allows AI to understand and generate that really human-like text.
They're getting good. And these researchers didn't just like dip their toes in the water. They built three whole AI systems for this paper.
Yeah, they went all in, didn't they?
Yeah. So there's Open Reviewer, which gives you that instant feedback we were talking about.
Okay.
Papers with Reviews, which ranks publicly available papers based on their reviews.
Interesting.
And get this, Reviewer Arena.
Reviewer Arena sounds kind of intense,
Right?
like Academic Fight Club.
A little bit. So in Reviewer Arena, AI reviews go head to head with actual human reviews.
Oh, wow.
And you can even be the judge to see which one you think is better.
Oh, that's fascinating. See, this is what I think is so important about this research, because it's looking at the potential for AI to really make scientific progress faster.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could sift through research more quickly, find those diamonds in the rough, weed out the not so great stuff. It could be revolutionary.
It could be amazing, but like with anything new, I think we also have to ask,
What could go wrong?
yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah. Should we be handing over the keys to knowledge creation to an algorithm? Is that a good idea?
Big questions. And while this research didn't focus super heavily on the ethical side, I think it's definitely something to keep in mind as we explore their findings, right?
Absolutely.
Because even if AI can do the job, should it?
Right.
And how do we make sure that it's doing it fairly?
100%. These are the questions we have to ask.
Yeah. Okay. So fascinating research, big implications.
For sure.
But let's go back to the beginning. What exactly did these AI reviewers have to do?
Yeah.
And how do they measure up against the human competition? So we've got these AI contenders all lined up, ready to take on the world of academic reviewing. How did they do? Did they actually hold their own against, seasoned human reviewers?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They did surprisingly well in some areas. So in Reviewer Arena, you remember where they pit the AI reviews against the human ones?
Right, head to head.
The AI was really good at catching things like overclaiming. You know, when researchers get a little bit carried away with how groundbreaking their findings are.
Right. This is going to change everything.
Exactly. So there was actually one paper where the researchers claimed that their method could be used in any field, like across the board.
Okay. Bold claim.
Very bold. But the AI pointed out that they'd only tested it on a very specific data set.
Oh.
So, like, hold on, rein it in.
It's like slow your roll.
Exactly. It was a small detail, but the kind of thing that, you know, if it slipped through the cracks, it could lead to some misleading conclusions down the line.
Yeah, for sure. It's like those terms and conditions that nobody reads, but they actually matter.
100%.
So the AI's like, I read the fine print. That's a good catch, though. That's impressive.
Yeah.
It sounds like these AI reviewers, they could be really helpful for just keeping researchers honest and
Absolutely.
making sure the science is actually sound.
Yeah, totally. And it wasn't just overclaiming. They were also quite good at spotting technical errors. Like in one case, they found a paper where an inequality, a mathematical inequality, had been accidentally flipped.
Oh no.
A tiny error, but potentially a big impact.
Huge. Yeah. Changes the whole meaning.
And all of the human reviewers missed it, but the AI caught it.
Wow. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to go back and double check all my equations now.
Right.
Like, just in case there's an AI looking over my shoulder. You said they were good at certain types of errors. So, does that mean there were things that they struggled with?
Yeah, you're right to pick up on that. So while the AI was great at those more concrete tasks, you know, like fact-checking, spotting those technical issues, it really struggled when it came to things like understanding nuance, ethics, or, you know, providing the kind of constructive feedback that really helps a researcher improve their work. humans, I think it's safe to say, still have the edge when it comes to those more subjective aspects of reviewing.
Right, right. So it's almost like the AI is like a very thorough proofreader.
Yes.
Catches all the typos, catches the, you know, grammatical errors.
Yep.
But maybe not quite ready to be your writing coach yet.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
And to really kind of push the AI to its limits, the researchers actually fed it papers with intentionally inserted errors, almost like an academic obstacle course for the AI.
Oh, wow. Okay, so not just reviewing, but actually actively trying to trip it up.
Exactly, yeah. It was a way to understand the AI's boundaries, right?
Yeah.
What it could catch, what it couldn't. And it was fascinating. So they found that while the AI was very good at spotting those very deliberate errors, it sometimes stumbled when the error was more about the overall logic or flow of an argument. You know?
Interesting. So it's good at seeing the trees, but not always the whole forest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So it can find those specific errors, but when it comes to the bigger picture, that's where it kind of, it's still learning.
Still learning. Exactly.
But if the AI is already this good at reviewing, you know, does that actually mean it understands the research it's reading? Or is it just really good at mimicking what it's seen before? That's kind of what the researchers wanted to get at, right? It's like, are they actually getting it or are they just really good at faking it?
Yeah, like, is it just a really clever parrot?
That's a good question. And that's what they wanted to unpack, right? They wanted to go beyond just seeing, did the AI get the right or wrong answer, to how did it get there?
Okay.
How did it structure its reviews? And did that process, did it actually resemble the way a human reviewer thinks?
So it's not just, is the AI a good student? It's like, is the AI learning and thinking like a human would?
Exactly. Is it using the same study guide, so to speak? So to figure this out, they built a system to analyze and compare the AI's reviews to the human written ones.
Okay.
And they even looked at how much overlap there was between the points raised in different reviews using something called weighted Jaccard similarity.
Weighted Jaccard, another good one. Break that down for me. Okay. So think of it like comparing two people's grocery lists.
Right.
To see how much overlap there is. So if you've got milk, bread, eggs, and they've got milk, eggs, cheese, there's some similarity there.
Right.
That's kind of like Jaccard's similarity.
Right.
But weighted just means we're giving more importance to certain items. Like maybe the research methods are more important than, you know, a typo in the introduction.
Right, right, right. So it's not just like, did you remember to pick up the paper towels? It's like, did you get the things that actually matter?
Exactly. And when they compared the AI's shopping list, so to speak, to the human reviewers.
Yeah. What'd they find?
It was pretty wild. The analysis showed that the AI was actually surprisingly consistent in its reviews.
Oh, interesting.
It wasn't just randomly picking things to point out. It was actually following a logical process, even if it wasn't always the same process that a human would use.
Right. So maybe not thinking exactly like a human, but thinking nonetheless.
Yes. And that's, I think, the key takeaway here. This research suggests that AI has the potential to be more than just a tool for automating tasks. It could actually become a participant in the scientific process itself.
Okay.
Helping us to read, understand, process research in new ways.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this, because imagine if you could analyze hundreds of papers on a really complex topic really quickly.
Absolutely.
Pull out the key findings, maybe even see connections that human reviewers might have missed. That's kind of the power that AI brings to the table.
It's true. And it can be a little bit, honestly, unnerving, right, to think about.
It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. But it's also, I think, really exciting.
Yeah.
Because it does have the potential to speed up discovery, you know, to connect us with research that we might not have otherwise found.
Yeah, it's like having a research assistant that can read 1,000 pages a minute.
Right, and tell you exactly what you need to know.
And exactly.
It's like having a superhuman research assistant, which, you know, of course, with any new technology, especially something this powerful, we do have to ask the questions about how do we use it responsibly? How do we make sure it's not stifling creativity or, you know, reinforcing existing biases?
The big questions, huge questions.
The big questions.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI-driven academic reviews. But if you are as intrigued by this research as we are, you can find links to the paper, those AI reviews we mentioned. It's all in the show notes. Until next time, keep those minds curious.